Welcome to Outliving Depression. I'm your host, James Kennison, reminding you that depression is a liar. You have value even when you're broken, and you are stronger than you feel you are.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is my audio journal where I'm striving to outlive depression. I kind of hate having an intro because the intro was written when I was doing better. I'm pretty freaking miserable. Last week I said my depression was at like a 3. It's like a 6 now, 6 out of 10. And I'm not in the self-loathing depths of depression yet. I think that's on its way. I'm at the phase where I'm just miserable. It's absolutely miserable and apparently touchy. It's what my wife says, that I'm extremely touchy. I don't like that. I don't like it. But that's what I want to kind of talk about today is my disciplines. You guys, if you don't know, I have these disciplines that I've been trying to stick to. And they're a double-edged sword because on one hand, I think my disciplines are the things that have kept me from going down as far as I could go, even though I don't know that I've hit bottom yet. But they also are the things that I'm failing at, which are piling up and making me feel, surely will eventually start making me hate myself. So let me go through my disciplines, the things that I've been trying to do to keep myself from getting depressed, things that I had decided to continue doing, even if I did get depressed. So the first one is reading the Bible. And I've been doing that because that's like the easiest one to do. I've read through most of the Gospels, doing 2 chapters a day. I'm in Luke. You know, and a lot of people say, I don't get reading the Bible because I don't remember it. And to that, I would say, do you remember what you ate for dinner a month ago on the last Thursday of the month? And you would say, no, of course I don't. And then I would say, well, it still did you good to eat that meal. And you would say, yes, it did. And you might learn something, So reading your Bible, even if you don't remember what you read, is still a meal for your soul. So it's the first thing I do, except on Sundays. Sundays are my day off. My second one is walking, except on Sundays. I walk 30 minutes on speed 3 and elevation 3. And I failed at that this week. I didn't do it every day, but I did it yesterday because I could do it. I was like sitting here and I was like, you know what? I could walk today. I could do it. And so I got up and did it. And that was the advice, if you remember from last week, that if you can do something, you should do it. And so I was just trying to follow my own advice. If you can do something, you should do it because you'll feel better. And the reason why I read is one of those things, because it's so easy to do. It's an easy discipline. And it makes you feel good when you're done. And it's like my counselor said when she gave me the idea, that even if you roll right back over and go back to sleep, even if you have a terrible day, you're like, hey, I started the day off right. And I did something I was supposed to do. So even if you're not a believer, which you should be, by the way, you can still read something positive. I still suggest the Bible. I'm not going to lie. I had a guy, I love him to death, but he doesn't get why Christians can't be happy and leave non-Christians alone. And it's because of what we believe. And if we left you alone, that would be a bad sign. That would mean we didn't love you, because we believe, the Bible basically says that the only way to heaven is through a relationship with God that is provided by Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. And we have something called the Great Commission, that we're supposed to share God's word with as many people in as many ways as possible. And if we see someone who's not a believer, our secret evil plan to save the world is to love you with God's love, and hopefully the Holy Spirit will draw you into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So that's why we're not happy just to leave you alone, because, I mean, there's a lot of them, I guess, a lot of Christians that don't think that way, but I'm not one of them. I think you need Jesus. And I'll just go, since I'm on this soapbox, I'll even go a little further and say you need to check out Jesus for yourself. Because my own son sat through a service last week where they talked about the two main kinds of love in the New Testament, the Greek words phileo, which is a human love, and then agape. And my son got, you know, upset because he said that the pastor was misinterpreting agape love, that his teacher at school had taught him that agape love is love of self, is true love, truly loving yourself. And I said, no, it's not. It's 100% giving of self. It's God's type of love. And he said, well, you need to ask Mr. Peterson or whatever the guy's name was. And I said, no, you need to look it up for yourself. Because if you look it up for yourself, you'll find the truth. Doesn't matter what Mr. Peterson said or Mr. James Kennison or anybody else. Find out what the Bible actually says about itself. The best interpreter of the Bible is the Bible. And so even if you're a religious person, let me urge you to read God's word. Because even most cults are based on scripture, but they're taken out of context, or stuff is added to it. And it's like, there's even scriptures that say that nothing should be added to it, you know? So let me just urge you as my listeners, let me challenge you to, when you read your Bible, well, I challenge you to read the Bible, first of all. And when you do, investigate it, investigate the truths in there for yourself. And I have enough faith and belief that if it's true, it'll do the work in your soul. And if it doesn't, then hey, you're off the hook, you know? It's all bullcrap, right? But it's not. So I do my reading. I've gotten back as of Friday doing my walking. Praying is another one. And I pray while I walk, so I didn't pray for 2 days. But I'm going to tell you, my prayers, and I did a whole big old episode on praying, which I feel really stupid about now, because my prayers have definitely gotten shorter, and it's basically a bullet list. Like, I cover the minimum amount of prayers. It takes me like 3 minutes to get through it all. I have no energy for lots of words, and I don't want it to become a burden, you know, like something I'm forced to do. And so to keep it in the realm of something I want to do, I have to keep it simple and short. I still care very much about the people I pray for. I just don't have the energy. Working is another one of my disciplines. Of course, I quit my job. I haven't been able to find another one. I do look, and I have applied, and I've had a couple of phone conversations. But the way I kind of just coast over that one is it's kind of out of my control. But I pray, and I, you know, just like, if it's your will for me to have a job, let me have a job. And my only request is that it be something I'm interested in, and let it be for somebody that treats me well. I don't think that's too much to ask. My next one is working out. Now, that one's been all over the place because I had eye surgery. And
big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at OmahaSteaks.com. That's OmahaSteaks.com and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
I'm not supposed to lift over 20 pounds, but the minute I was allowed to start working out between eye surgeries, I did. So even though I was down, I still worked out, but I haven't had to put that to the test the last few days because I had eye surgery on Tuesday. And to skip ahead, it went well. It went well. I can see out of both eyes now. I'm getting weird refractions and stuff like that, but my right eye has healed more than my left eye, and it is seeing more normal. Like, everything seems to have settled in and gelled in and regrown to accept the new lens, you know? It kind of feels like the left eye is a little loose, like it flops around in there. But, and maybe that's the case. I don't know. But so Tuesday, I go in for a follow-up visit, and that should be me ready to start working out again with my weights. So we'll see when it comes up how well I do. My last one is podcasting, which I said last week is the hardest one to do and the first one to go. And this week I did not do that story show, and I did not sit down with my wife and do We're Both Right because I didn't have what it takes to do it. And I almost didn't do this one. But what did I say last week? If you can, you should. And so here I am. Podcasting sad again. Podcasting miserable. But the thing about those disciplines is they're, like I said, they're a tricky thing because I do believe they have helped me in the big picture to not go down as far and as fast because they're all things that are good for me. But when I start failing at them, they are the first things to judge me. Like not podcasting, not walking, not praying, you know? And that's what depression does, is it takes all the good things and turns them into weapons against you. All the good things that you had set up and going suddenly become the things that you know, that judge you the harshest. So I don't have any answers for that. I'm just saying that's the case. But I'm going to do my best. Like at church today, I didn't feel like going. The message definitely didn't do anything for me. But what I've decided is that it is time that I am dedicating to receiving from God. And so it's worth it. And then during praise and worship, I did not feel happy. I stand there with my hands in my pockets. I don't clap. I don't sway. And I wasn't even going to sing. But then I was like, I should praise God in the middle of this, even though I've got nothing. I've got no praise in me. I should sing praises to God because I think you get extra credit, you know, when you praise miserable. We'll talk about more of that in a bit. So I already mentioned that depression is like at a 6. The kids are doing good. My wife is stressed about her new job. It's just a lot going on right now. She said the other day that if she had known all the stuff that was going to hit us at the same time, she wouldn't have switched jobs. And, you know, switching jobs is a stressful thing. But, you know, my son, well, it wasn't too long ago, my daughter's car was stolen and run into a tree. And then my son got in an accident. It wasn't his fault, but somebody hit him and totaled that car. And then we had to buy a piece of crap car for him to drive. And there's been money that's been put into that car already. And then I hit a pothole and busted Jen's tire on her car. I had to get that fixed. And I'm depressed and touchy, apparently. That puts Jen on edge. And I hate that. I hate it so much. So I'm not even aware. I know it because she tells me. It's just, I don't feel like I'm acting out. But apparently I overreact to things because I'm miserable. But I pray for Jen and I pray that she will overcome her tsunami. That's what she calls it. And I know she will. Plus, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago that we had some pretty big life-changing news that is kind of private. But I think that's had a lot to do with the level of depression that I'm feeling, because it's left me feeling pretty hopeless and it's challenging everything I believe. And every day I feel a little bit different about it. And maybe one day I'll share, but just not yet. So disciplines, man, they're good for me, but they're bad for me. And there's no winning. But I'm going to keep trying, you know, try to fight my way through it. What am I reading, watching, playing, doing? Not reading books. I'm just reading the Bible, 2 chapters a day. Except on Sundays, I'm watching The Acolyte, which is getting better and better. I don't care about the gay stuff, the gay characters. The series is fantastic. Andor is great. I'm watching that. It's another Star Wars spinoff. And I started watching the Fast and Furious franchise, and I'm on movie 6. So I like it. I like car chases. I've been playing Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, kind of just bits and pieces. I don't play for very long. I get pretty burnt out on it pretty quick. But I bought Force Unleashed 1 and 2. I've played through 1, but this is the Ultimate Sith Edition, and it was $6. It was on sale, and I kind of want to get into a Star Wars phase. What I'm doing is I'm in no mood to do anything creative, so I had bought all this equipment to do this giant bobblehead, and I'm really thinking about returning all of it to Amazon, because I don't know when I'm going to feel like doing it again. I really don't. I got 3 pounds of clay sitting down here with rollers and tools and all kinds of stuff to get involved with it, but I have absolutely no desire to do anything. So this is what a podcast is like when I'm sad and depressed, and I apologize. But I said I would podcast sad, so this is what you get. Let me get back to what I was talking about earlier as a closing thought. Let me read Luke 21:1-4. Jesus looked up and saw some rich people tossing their gifts into the offering box. He also saw a poor widow putting in a few cents. And he said, I tell you that this poor woman has put in more than all the others. Everyone else gave what they didn't need, but she is very poor and she gave everything she had. And so that's the scripture I chose to support my point today, is praise Jesus even when you've got no praise in you. Because I don't know, I feel like when you do that, it's a special sacrifice, because it's easy to praise when you've got lots of things to be grateful for. But it's not easy when things are hard. And I think you get bonus credit. I think you get extra tickets at the ticket machine. So this has been a short one. It's brought to you by our supporting listeners on Patreon, but special thanks to Carrie Wright and Carrie Bernhardt. Join the community and become a supporting listener today at patreon.com/GOK. Email me your feedback. I got lots of feedback last week. I appreciate your support. You guys are the best. Send those things to james@nlcast.com. For everything else, visit outlivingdepression.com. One more thing, I guess, is I was 215. Now I'm down to 212 and a half. So I'm still losing weight. I thought I was done, but apparently not. So that's a good thing. I'll see you guys next week, and hopefully I'll be doing better, because I'm getting kind of tired of this business. Talk to you later. Bye.